Well, it's farcical. I mean, it isn't even the court that gave her the sentence. Clearly, it was the senior leadership of the military government that decided all this. They're the ones that decided to arrest her. They're the ones that decided to move her to insane prison. They're the ones who have delayed the trial, and they're the ones who have given her the sentence. So this is a political trial and a political sentence. And it just shows how tragically misguided the Burmese government is, because they have shot themselves in the foot by taking this woman who's already been, you know, badly treated for 20 years and putting her through this whole ordeal.
Now, I suppose if there is a silver lining to this situation, she has been given house arrest as opposed to serving a sentence in prison. I mean, she does have some health problems. Hopefully, this will be a more humane situation for her.
Yeah, I mean, it basically returns her back to where she was before this American, who seems to probably be unstable, had swum to her house and gotten her into this trouble. If she wasn't such a decent person, she would have just immediately turned him in. She obviously was worried about how he would be treated, and he's been given a sentence of 7 years of hard labor. I presume that sentence will be pardoned and he'll be released at some point. But I wouldn't want to give the government any credit, because Suu Kyi should not be in jail at all. She should have been the prime minister of the country many years ago, and she should be part of a legal political process. And so, giving her house arrest isn't doing her any favors.
And by being under house arrest, she will not be able to participate in upcoming elections.
No, and that's what this is all about. The military still knows that after all these years, if Suu Kyi were able to participate in a free and fair electoral process, that she would likely do very well, and the military would likely do very poorly. And so they're going to do everything they can to keep her and her party away from this process. They're still scared to death of Aung San Suu Kyi and the National League for Democracy, and they have no intention of holding a real election. What they're planning is to hold an election that will put into power those people who they think will best serve the military's interests.
What can the international community do in regard to this sentence?
Well, there's a big debate about whether there should be further sanctions or further what is called engagement. And one thing I'm certain of is that engagement, if it means dropping all sanctions and providing lots of development aid to Burma, will backfire, because the government is already very wealthy. They have friends in all their close neighbors in China, India, Thailand, and they're swimming in cash, while the average Burmese person is incredibly poor, living very nice five-star lives. And so throwing a few more dollars at them isn't really going to provide any incentive for them to change. I mean, the fundamental problem here is that they think that they have the right to control the country. They don't necessarily even understand that it's wrong for the military to run a dictatorship. And persuading them otherwise is the real challenge, whether it's through sanctions or diplomacy. They need to be persuaded otherwise, and they need to have, as part of that persuasion, some kind of pressure put on them to make such a decision. It's probably a generational thing. It probably needs to be after Tan Shui dies before anything's going to change, because he's shown himself for the last 20 years to be completely rigid.